Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 253. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Speedy Ortiz. That song is called Tiger Tank, and that's on the band's new album, Major Arcana, which came out July 9th on the Car Park label. The band is based out of Northampton, Massachusetts, but they're currently out on tour, and they stopped by Kansas City about a week ago, and I shot that show, so you can find photos from that night on the Too Much Rock website. The band definitely harkens back to the 90 alternative heyday, but it's not an immediate album or one that I immediately enjoyed. It's going to take a few listens for you to get into that and reveal all of the nuances and very interesting things happening there. I'm a big fan of that album after enough time with it, I think. I've got lots of music for you this week, and not all of it makes sense. So before you have a chance to say no, let's jump into the next track. This is Grant Hart with the song Glorious.
Come but you
Blood flowing there. That last track there by Radke, that song is called N-I-G-G-A, and then parenthetically, Not Okay. And that is on the 12-inch EP Cat and Mouse, which just came out on Rec Room Records June 4th. Band out of St. Joe, Missouri, just north of Kansas City. Creating a great song there with a big sing-along chorus, but if I've learned anything from the song, it's that I'm not supposed to sing along to that chorus. Before that, we heard from Grant Hart with the song Glorious. That is on his forthcoming album, The Argument. Two CD set coming out on Domino Records July 22nd, very soon now. That is a retelling of Paradise Lost, or I guess to be specific, a retelling of Lost Paradise, which is a unpublished manuscript by William S. Burroughs. This definitely screams rock opera with lots of different styles on it, lots of different voices for each of the characters, and all sorts of things on here that are all very, very good. It's so nice to have Grant Hart, of course, the drummer from Husker Du, making music for us again. And if you're more interested in hearing more about that, I know that NPR just did some sort of a 45-minute or something interview with Grant Hart talking about that album. So give that one a listen if you want to hear more from that album before it comes out. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. I don't plan themes, I don't go looking through my collection. It's just whatever I get that week, I play. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But even if I fail, I'm sure you'll give me a little slack, and we'll try harder next week. Coming up next, I've got a track by The Handsome Family. This song is called Octopus.
The octopus has three hearts and lives in caves below the sea, or in a beer can, or a bathtub, or a puddle in the street. Any fisherman can tell you when an octopus waves its arms, it hypnotizes. Schools of fish, all movement stops for miles. Even the waves stand still. All the witnesses have sworn, and it's impossible to resist the urge to jump overboard.
if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier where the water's deep and cold. Out of the sea, or see its shadow rising up across the rooftops above the street. I'd follow those dancing limbs to the spinning edge of the sky, where all the boats fall off the world into the octopus's eye. That's why I know I shouldn't go on a cruise across the sea. But I know that no one has to know if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier where the water's deep and cold. That's why try and stay away from seashore holidays. But I know that no one has to know if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier where the water's deep and cold.
I tell him I like all the Hanks, I like all the folks that work on down the road, always with a smile and a kind word. There's always one stray dog in the parking lot, and one old man with a cowboy hat. They're all nice to me. Almost everything I need is down the road at the 5-star. Down my country road at the 5-star. I'm addicted and I don't know why. I guess I've always been this way. All these roads still be wrong, but I still drive them all night long. All the young wild girls, you make a mess of me. Yeah, you young wild girls, you'll be the death of me. All you young wild girls, yeah, you young wild girls always come back to you. I get lost under these lights, get lost in the words I say. Stop believing in my own lies, like everything's gonna be okay. I still dream of the simple life, boy meets girl, makes her his wife. But love don't exist when you live like this. That much I know, yes I know. All these roads still be wrong, but I'll still drive them all. All the young wild girls, you make a mess of me. Yeah, you young wild girls, you'll be the death of me. All you young wild girls, yeah, you young wild girls always come back to you. All you young wild girls, you make a mess of me. Yeah, you young wild girls, you'll be the death of me. All you young wild girls, no matter what you do. Yeah, you young wild girls always come back. All you young wild girls, you make a mess of me. Yeah, you young wild girls, you be the death of me. All you young wild girls.
Well, I warned you, not all of it would make sense, but that's just how the Too Much Rock podcast works. A couple of folky and Americana tracks there. Starting off with the Handsome Family with the song Octopus. That's on the band's new album, Wilderness, which came out on May 14th on the Carrot Top label. That duo there, based out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, after spending about a decade in Chicago, writing an album that is loosely based on the animals and critters around their Albuquerque home. As luck would have it, about an hour ago, NPR posted an hour-long program with the band where they play some of those tracks live and explain some of their inspirations. And again, I recommend that one if you think you're a fan of that track there. After that, we heard from Heirlooms of August with the song Down at the Five Star. That is the title track from the band's new album, which came out June 25th on Caldo Verde. That is the project of Jerry Vessel, who is the bass player from the Red House Painters, so you'll definitely recognize that similar tumbling theme there. Some excellent lyrics there that are all fantastic character studies, and I really, really like this album, and I really, really like that song, so a big recommend there. And then from the band himself, Mark Kozelek with the song Young Girls. That is from his album Like Rats, which came out this winter, I guess, back in February on his own Caldo Verde label. And that is a cover of a Bruno Mars song. The entire album is full of covers, including punk rock luminaries and the title track, of course, a Godflesh track. But it's not the punk rock songs I like best. In fact, I kind of think they feel flat, but that Bruno Mars track there works pretty well. It was kind of a disappointment, but the album there from Heirlooms of August definitely made up for it, so I'm glad that was money well spent. Well, I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 253. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things here. Well, let's take a look at the concert calendar. Now that I'm back in town, those things are important. On the 25th, the Capsules are playing at the Jackpot, and you can catch the Capsules with the Hidden Pictures the 26th at the Record Bar, and I'll be at that show. The 27th, Back on Black is playing at the Jackpot. August 5th, you've got the big Amon Amarth show at Sandstone, and I'm sure they're not the headliner, but that's what I'll be there for. That same night, Smith Westerns are played at the Riot Room, so tough choice there. The 15th, you can see Mammoth Life at the Brick. And the 16th, they'll be playing at the Jackpot. That is the same night as Bob Mould will be playing at the Bottleneck, so that's where I'll be. I'm heading up to Toronto for Riot Fest the 24th and 25th, but I'll be back around September 1st for Oh Brother at the Record Bar. The 9th, K-Flay is playing at the Record Bar, and that should be an interesting show. I don't know exactly what to expect there, but I think it's going to be entertaining. The 18th, Paul Collins is playing at the Record Bar. The 21st, that Rancid show at the Granada. Fiedlar on the 27th at Zarbar, and that should be great. And just a peek into October, Harmar Superstar at the Riot Room. Yes, the Riot Room on October 5th. So lots of good things coming up here in town. We're going to wrap things up here with a track by Mindtroll, a kind of damaged art punk band from Brooklyn, New York that I saw in Asbury Park about a year ago and really enjoyed. The song I'm going to play is called Fancy Boy, and it is on their new compilation, and that's just Some of the Good Ones, which compiles their first two EPs and their last two singles, and this is their most recent single that this is from. The 2012 release for the compilation, but I think this was actually released in 2012 on the single that it came from and self-released. So let's go ahead and end here. This song is called Fancy Boy. It's by Mindtroll.
So I need a delicate
water,
and I can fill with
water,
and I just need that
stuff.
Where can I get that?
You go to Williams Sonoma.
I am a fancy boy. I shop at Williams Sonoma. I am a fancy boy.
Williams-Sonoma.
Christ, so just call me Bob Barker. A lot of people say that they think I'm a sucker just because I buy my fruit from Dean and DeLucca. Oops, I mean Luca, like the beluga that makes my caviar. Now, what the fuck did you do with my carrot peeler?
I thought I was supposed to use it to peel these yams.
No, you ain't a fancy boy, you just don't understand. Now, come on, fancy boys, the whole world over. Get into your cars and drive to Williams Sonoma. I am a fancy boy, I shop at Williams Sonoma. I am a fancy boy, I shop at Williams Sonoma. I am a fancy boy, I shop at Williams Sonoma.
Stir the pot and taste the soup. Now frost that cake.
I may be satisfied looking, but I got two sides like the Jekyll and Hyde of cooking. Now, one of those sides is a demanding kitchen bitch, and I have figured out a way to make my kitchen rich. I need an apron, hot couture bitch. $40 cap of flavor, so a copy the walk eats and shits.